Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
This afternoon, three healthcare bodies signed a memorandum of understanding renouncing the practice of conversion therapy in Ireland. The College of Psychiatrists of Ireland, the Psychological Society of Ireland, and the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy said the practice is unethical, potentially harmful, and is not supported by evidence. Conversion therapy includes a range of practices which aim to change or suppress an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity expression. We're joined now by Paul Dalton, who's Associate Professor at the School of Psychology at University College Dublin. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Corbett. Thank you.
Firstly, why this memorandum of understanding on this?
Well, you know, we've been working on this now as three professional bodies for a little over 2 years. And we've undertaken that work because we're very clear that conversion therapy is harmful. We are healthcare professionals, and I guess our one shared and guiding principle is to do no harm. The research that is available nationally and internationally, and the two national pieces of research conducted in Trinity and Queen's, are telling us very clearly, they tell us two things, Cormac. They say conversion therapy is happening on the island of Ireland, and it's damaging to people.
Is it happening?
We're absolutely confident that
really?
It's happening.
Let me read for people again, right, who are not au fait with this. Conversion therapy includes a range of practices which aim to change or suppress an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity expression. Is it prevalent here?
It is prevalent. I mean, if you look at the research that we did in Trinity, obviously, Cormac, this is very sensitive research. But those that research is available, and the researchers there talked to, I think, between 11 and 14 people who had received so-called conversion therapy in Ireland very recently. I'm not talking about 30 years ago. I'm talking about pre-2023, last year.
How is it harmful?
It's harmful. Well, because it has two very, very negative impacts. It increases shame, number one. And shame is probably one of the most corrosive emotional experiences that any human being can have. Shame is linked, explicitly linked, to an increase in depression and anxiety. When you look at the research that happened in the US, Cormac, it was crystal clear that people who had undergone conversion therapy had higher rates of depression, anxiety, suicidal thought, intention, and actually ending their lives. So there is no place for conversion therapy in this island or in any part of the world.
So that is quite harmful then.
Yeah.
What are you saying then, the three bodies that I mentioned with this memorandum of understanding? What is it that you're putting forward here?
Yeah, really good question. So I suppose there's two things that are really important in the memorandum of understanding. Between the three professional bodies, Cormac, we represent about 20,000 psychiatrists, psychologists and psychotherapists across Ireland. So there's 20,000 of those professionals saying this is not good practice and it's harmful. So as a body, we're saying, no, we're not going to do this. But secondly, and really importantly, what we want is to try and educate and inform people. Because very often, Cormac, when people come for therapy full stop, they're at their most vulnerable. Or for family members who might encourage someone to go to therapy, they're at their most vulnerable. So part of the MOU is about informing the public this practice is dangerous. The second part of the MOU is about training requirements. So those who sign up to the MOU are now obliged to provide training, continuing CPD training for the professionals in their bodies.
This doesn't have any legal impact, this MOU. But there is legislation on the way, isn't there? Do you have a timeline on that?
I guess, Cormac, the most disappointing thing about all of this is in the programme for Labour government in 2020, the government committed to introducing a ban on conversion therapy. So we're 4 years later. In fact, the first time I was on this programme was almost 7 years ago, and we were talking about conversion therapy. So the government have failed to introduce that legislation. So we as a professional body have said, well, OK, the government isn't doing it. We're going to have to do something to help them or to help them move on. My understanding is, and Minister O'Gorman spoke at the launch this afternoon and is optimistic that that legislation may make its way.
Before the end of government.
Before. We'll see.
We'll wait and see.
But it is, Cormac, it is a very disappointing thing when we are failing to protect some of the most vulnerable by not having legislation in place.
OK, so the government have not moved yet, but the three professional bodies have moved and they've signed this memorandum of understanding, and it's taken 2 years, you say, to negotiate and get to this point. So it's not... It is not without detailed negotiation and detailed thought and consideration.
No, it's complex, Cormac. Okay. It's complex.
Okay. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of the School of Psychology in UCD. Thank you very much indeed.